Welcome, guys. Welcome to Wonder World. And you guys may be wondering, why does this sound different? Why does this sound like a new voice? Well, guys, it's because this is a new voice. My name is Lane Salazar. The cast for Wonder World, the host and the co-host are not here today, unfortunately. But I'm here today. And if you guys are wondering, my name is Lane Salazar. And I have done a few radio shows in the past. So this is my third radio show, I think. So, guys, I'm going to be going from 1 to 3 today. I have two radio shows. I have Wonder World, and then I have my radio show right afterwards. But this time, it's going to be one big radio show, just for 2 hours straight. So I hope you guys are doing well today. You know, I'm doing well. It's great to be here, and I just want to, you know, thank HCC for this opportunity for, you know, setting me up with this radio show, because, you know, it's the least, it's a blessing, it really is. So Narisa, you're listening to this, thank you so much. But guys, I just want to say I am excited to be here, and I got a few topics for you guys to tune into today, so I hope you guys are going to enjoy them. You know, I'm not quite sure what we talk about here on the Wonder World, but we're going to go over it soon. Today we're going to be talking about a few topics that I don't know if they talked about before, but I have some topics for you guys that I think you might be interested in. If you like sports, if you like music, if you like anything, you know, a wide variety, I think you guys will enjoy it. So guys, I hope you guys tune in well for this episode, because I think it's going to be a good one. Just got to calculate and everything, you know, get the pregame jitters back off and everything, because it's been a while since I did this. But I must say, it's great to be back. You know, I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be here. So guys, I think I'm going to go ahead and take the first break, kind of just tune you guys in to the first topic. So hope you guys enjoy. I'm going to be playing Don't Look Back by Boston. Enjoy, y'all.
I'm not afraid to
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to Wonder World every single Wednesday at 1 o'clock. It is your host for today, Lane Salazar. I'm happy to be back, guys. Like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed the music. I'm a big fan of Boston myself, so, you know, I had to represent a little bit, you know. I had to show you guys, if you guys never heard of them, had to show them what's up a little bit, right? But first things first, I want to start off by saying that as an HCC student myself that loves radio or sports or all broadcasting, right? I really love all of it. So I do basketball games every week. I go and broadcast them. And you guys maybe have seen them on the YouTube channel or a specific website or something. But listen here. So there's a basketball game going on tonight at the Dale Mabry campus. And we are going to be taking on the... Florida's Sports Coast Elite. So there we go. Pretty much is, I haven't heard really much about them, guys, but with the Hawks, they have played 5 games that I know of so far, and in each of those 5 games, they average about 85 to 86 points, which is honestly really good for a basketball team, a college basketball team in, just college basketball team. But first things first, guys, their record, they have lost 2 games out of those 6. Sorry, guys, we have 6 teams, 6 games, and they are 4-2. Those 2 losses being to Albany Technical College and Tallahassee State College. And their last game was against Tallahassee State College. So, you know, they're bouncing back from a loss right here. I think this is going to be a great game for them because, you know, knowing the Hawks, and from what I've seen, they have a lot of talent on their team, a lot of speed, and they can make a lot of plays happen, and they're a dangerous team, which is honestly, it's scary for any team on the court other than, you know, HCC. I really, really found their team to be really fun to watch because the first game I went to, that was against Forges Sports Academy. That was the first game, and they were just balling out. The first half, they were just kind of, you know, getting the jitters out and everything because you could tell they were nervous. They were playing a little tight, and then that second half opened up, and they were just left and right, shot from shot, like shot to shot, 3-point line all the time. And it was amazing to watch. And I was like, geez, man, these guys are playing on such a high level, even at a community college. And so like that makes you think, right? These guys are really, really talented. And, you know, hopefully they can get a bigger little scholarship at a bigger university so that, you know, make their dreams come true possibly. But, you know, I would tune into that game, guys, if I were you. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a fun game to watch, especially if you're a Hawks fan. You know, show some spirit. Come out to Dale Mabry, guys, and represent your Hawks, you know? Show some school spirit. Have some fun. This is college. You gotta have some fun and, try some new stuff if you're not a basketball fan. That's okay because maybe you will become a basketball fan today if you go to the game against Florida's Sports Coast Elite. Guys, by the way, guys, it is at 6:30 p.m. And like I said, Dale Mabry Gym. Yeah. But, you know, I'm not going to get into specifics about that. But about this HEC, guys, about this HEC team, I want to talk about their first game against Forges Sports Academy. They have, I think, let's go check the statistics real quick. So, listen to this. Kamani Cyber, he was 2-for-5. And he scored about 5 points. That's not bad, right? So it's possibly just, you know, wasn't playing as much as he should. He was a starter, but didn't get a lot of shots off, but it's okay. Because Jeremiah Coleman has definitely made up for that. He scored 23 points against Forges Sports Academy. Now, it was I remember when I was watching this game, it was such a dominant performance by him. He was just running up and down the court, making steals, and, he, you know, shooting balls from the three-point line. And it was just a lot of fun to watch. I was like, oh my word, man, this guy's going crazy, you know? And by the way, guys, I should have clarified that Hillsborough Community College, they have beat Forge Sports Academy 93-55 through two halves. HCC scored 41 total points in the first half and then absolutely crushed it in the second half, scoring 52 points. Now, it was crazy because we were at this game, and I think this is the first game of the season, and we were like, man, you know, they're looking all right. They're looking all right because it was 41-32 going into the half. And then literally right out of the gate going into the as soon as we entered the second half, it was just boom, 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 taking shots left and right. It was crazy because they were just absolutely just passing ball down the court and you know, making crazy plays, nice passes. And I was like, dang, man, this is like, what, the Denver Nuggets out here or something, you know? But it was like, it was awesome. This was awesome to watch. So if you're a big basketball fan, you probably appreciate it a lot more. And then some of the other people that, you know, don't watch basketball or anything. But that was number 5, Jeremiah Coleman. Number 10, Chandler Davis, scored 16 total points against Forge Sports Academy. Now, that was actually a pretty good performance. I think he was more of a sleeper because, you know, he would catch you off guard most of the time. It'd be like they would leave him open at the three-point line. You know, he would just come over, or they would pass the ball over to him, and it would just be, you know, lights out from the three-point line because they left him wide open. They didn't respect his three-point game until he started proving a reason why he should have. You know, you should respect your three-point game. It was honestly, like, amazing to watch, man. I don't understand, but these Hawks, when they get left open, they know how to absolutely take advantage of that. The three-point line is their best friend, I think. And it's not even just men's basketball at that point, too, because it's female basketball. Last week, women's basketball, they were absolutely killing it out there. And I loved it. I loved it so much. Actually, it was 2 weeks ago, but it was so much fun to watch because they were just absolutely balling out. I think they scored, like, the same players scored, like, 3 or 4 three-pointers in a row. It was crazy. And the arena was just like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, man, there was, like, the boys' basketball game was pretty, you know, it was pretty awesome. But the energy I felt for the women's basketball game was insanity because everyone was like, oh my gosh, and it was just like everyone was getting so excited because it was like the same girl was going for the same shot every single time and she would keep making it, and I was even getting excited. If you guys listened to the broadcast of the little live stream, you guys would have heard me freaking out. I would have been like, oh my gosh, again and again. And it was so funny because my co-star Ike, the co-host, he was also like very excited about it too. He was like, bucket, 3-point. And I was like, oh my gosh, man, I love this. The energy there is amazing, guys. Like, I promise you, if you decided to go to the game, you will not get disappointed. It is so much fun. I truly think you guys will enjoy it. And I think a big part of what you should do in college is go try new things, right? So I think if you aren't a fan of sports, go play a sport, go to the men's basketball game, women's basketball game, volleyball game, do whatever you want because you might find a new interest. Now, get back on track. We were at number 12, Austin White. Now, this guy, I made a few comments about this guy in the game. I was like, this guy is pretty sneaky. If you don't respect his handling game, he's dangerous when he gets inside because he has scored 19 points on this. And he was 6 for 12, 19. And it was awesome. And the 3 points made and the attempts were 4 for 7. So, you know, I was very impressed with his game because there were a lot of people that left him open, and he would make a nice move, nice handles and everything. And I was like, dang, this kid can actually play. And it's funny because you see everyone on the court, and he's like, what, probably one of the smaller kids on the team. And you see him play, you see him absolutely just breaking ankles left and right, and I'm like, geez, man, this guy, I just gotta respect this guy, you know? You can't be leaving this guy open. You can't be trying to, you know, not respect his three-point game or anything, because he's gonna punch you in the mouth if that's what, you know, you're playing back on him like that. But Austin White, he was a good player, and I really liked what his game was, you know. I thought it was very impressive. And now we got number 20, Wild Correa. And he was 5-for-7 for field goals made and the attempts. So he's actually pretty reliable. You know, 5-for-7 is not bad at all, especially for field goals. Now, and that was 13 points. He scored 13 points. Wild Correa. He's also, I think it's him that has a twin brother as well. Yeah, Isaac Correa. Wild played a lot more than him, but that's it. It is what it is, you know. Unfortunately, in sports, you don't get, not everyone gets an opportunity, but you will get your opportunity one day. You know, it's sports is, it teaches you a lot of lessons, but sometimes it's not fair, but it's okay. Listen, I expect a lot of people. There'll be a lot of switches playing tonight and a lot of players playing tonight from the reserves, from the starters. So luckily, the thing about HEC is that they have a lot of depth in their charts, meaning they could go through 3 or 4 players and they'll still have a whole bunch more remaining. So, you know, that's always a thing you want on a team. And luckily, HEC has that, you know. The teams that I've seen them play, unfortunately, did not have that. You know, there were some teams there that were just, they only had like 4 players. They only had like 2 or 3 players on the bench, for that matter. And it was just like, dang, man, I kind of feel sorry for these teams because they don't have anyone to substitute or anything. So if one gets tired, the rest of the team has to stay in and only one can sub out. And it's like, dang, this is such a mess, man. You feel bad for those teams. And it's just like, dang. But luckily, HEC does not struggle with that by any means, because they have a pretty deep team. So, guys, that was just a little promotion of, you know, what you should do tonight. Tonight, the night of November 20th on a Wednesday, you should go to Dale Mabry and go watch those Hillsborough Community College Hawks basketball team play some basketball. It's going to be so much fun, guys. I know I'm going to have a blast. You guys should come out too. And, you know, just have a blast over here. But, yeah, guys, this has been one great topic to talk about, I think. Just kind of promote what we're going to be seeing tonight and what, you know, if you guys don't have anything going on, this is like a perfect thing to just come out and try out, you know. If you haven't been to a basketball game before, you could always try something new, I'm telling you. I've done it so many times. I've not been a basketball fan for quite some time, but now I'm getting into it. I have to commentate it. You know, I love it. I love it a lot. I'm studying it, finding like the rules and the how the points work and all this stuff. So I'm still learning, guys, but I'm well on my way. You know, I'll eventually get to where I want to be, I believe. So I'm happy about that. Hope you guys are too. But guys, I'm going to kick this one into break. I'll be back in about 3 minutes because I'm going to be playing some more Boston. This is Rock and Roll Band. Enjoy, y'all.
No, we didn't have no-
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Wonder World show at Wednesday, November 20th, 1 o'clock. Every single Wednesday, guys, remember that. So I also wanted to clarify, guys, that this possibly could be, you guys might be wondering, oh, shoot, so is it him? Is Elaine taking over? Oh, shoot, so it's going to be a whole different show, blah, blah, blah. So to clear things up, guys, I just want to start off by telling you that, no, it's not going to be me taking over, but yes, I will be a part of the show from now on. I will be filling in, I'm filling in for Willie, Mariana, and Gunner for today, but I'll be joining the show next week and for the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks or however much longer we have of this semester is how long I'm going to be on here for. So like I said, Narisa, I am grateful for this opportunity and I appreciate you so much. But yeah, today is just me. Next week, the whole gang will be here. So don't worry, guys. Everything will be back to normal next week. I'm not sure how they usually run it, but don't worry. I'll flow with the groove next week, realizing, you know, oh, okay, this is how we run things. Okay. But I love the Wonder World show because you get to talk about anything. But right now, we've been talking about sports. And for my sports fans out there, I'm not sure if you are a football fan, but let me start off by telling you that I love football. I love me some football. It's like my favorite sport. But I just wanted to get you guys know, college football or NFL, I'm a college football guy. You know me. Come on. College is just, I love college. College football is just where it's at. And as you guys, for my college football fans out there, you know that the college football playoff rankings come out every single Tuesday starting 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I believe. So if you guys don't know what college football, the college football playoff rankings are, there's usually coaches poll and AP poll, top 20 of the top 25 teams for the first 9 weeks of the season. So for those who don't know, the AP poll and the coaches poll are just the rankings of who the Associated Press thinks the best teams are in the country, and coaches poll are who the coaches think are the best in the country. So we always get a top 25 poll every single week, but starting 2 weeks ago, we finally got college football playoff polls, which are the ones that matter the most. Now, they came out with new ones yesterday, and I must say, there's some good there's some shockers in there, but there's also some, oh, okay, I see why they're in there, I see why. So I'm going to run down the list from 25 to 1, guys, and kind of give you guys my thoughts on what I think of what is what. So number 25 is Illinois. They have a record of 7-3, and their conference is the Big Ten. You know, Illinois, I think they're a good team. Are they number 25? Yeah, I could see that. You know, they just came off of a win against Michigan State this past week, beating them 38-16. So I personally think, yes, that's a good spot for them. That's the highest I think they should go, though. I don't think it should go anything above 25 because, you know, it's just kind of nonsense if you think so. I mean, those three losses, some of them are a little questionable. You know what I mean? Like, Penn State's reasonable. Oregon's reasonable. Minnesota is just like, come on, are you kidding me? Minnesota's, I'm sorry, not great. Running down, number 24, UNLV. They're in the Mountain West, and they're an 8-2 team. And by the way, those two teams I just ran through, guys, both of them were non-ranked to begin with. So they are jumping into the poll for the first time. So I was happy to hear that. If you're a UNLV fan or an Illinois fan, I'll give you a round of applause. Yeah, that was a round of applause because, you know, I'm happy for you guys. You guys get to be happy with your teams ranked in this week's poll. You know, it's always good to see your team ranked in the poll. It's always a great feeling. So I think, yeah, UNLV just came off of a blowout win against San Diego State, winning 41-20 on this past Saturday. So good for them. UNLV, I think, is a very fun team. You know what I mean? I think they have showed good teams what is up. Like, they have been hanging with some of the big dogs out there. Boise State, number 17, they were previously ranked, beat them 29-24, like within a touchdown. 5 points. I am sorry about that. 5 points. Like, that is insane. And Boise State has possibly a quote unquote Heisman of what they think, you know? So, Heisman is, by the way, guys, Heisman Trophy winner is the best player in college football every single year. So we'll see who that goes to this year. I'm very excited to hear about that. We'll get to that one later. Number 23 is the University of Missouri, an SEC team, 7-3. Now, I think this is a decent spot for them. Even though they just came off of a loss from South Carolina, I don't know. I think Missouri is a decent team. I think they are better than the two I just named, but I don't think they're a great team. You know, if something separates a good team from a great team, they're a decent team. So they have a decent resume, but they also got some hiccups in their game here and there. Just like every team, though, let's be real. You know, no team is perfect, but they have some flaws that they need to fix. But they'll definitely make a bowl game. You need six games to make a bowl game and be bowl eligible. They have seven, so they are lucky enough to have a bowl this year. So good for them. Good for your Missouri fans. Number 22 is Iowa State. The Cyclones, they are Big 12. They are a Big 12 team. By the way, guys, I should clarify, there are four Power 4 teams, and Power 4 teams might mean like the biggest conferences. Which the big conferences are the Big 12, the Big 10, the SEC, and the ACC. Those are the Big Four conferences. AKA your Power Four conferences. Those are the conferences that really, really mean something, you know, in the college football world. So here we go. The Cyclones, I think, is what I was just on. Iowa State was not ranked coming into this week. Now they are ranked number 22. And 8-2. They are 8-2 right now. And I am happy. I'm honestly happy for them because they have been They have been doing this for quite some time. You know, they've been choking here and there for the past few seasons. They were ranked number 9 at one point in the season, and they were very, very, very highly respected by a lot of teams. And the one thing is, they started losing that respect because they started slacking in some games. Like, the UCF game was an eye-opener for so many teams. They were like, oh, shoot, Iowa State's... They're beatable. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, man. You guys, every team's beatable, you know? So you can't be looking at a team like they're the Terminator or something, because then that mentality's just not going to go well for you. Excuse me, guys. But luckily, they're back in the rankings. If you're a Cyclones fan, you should be happy. Number 21, we got Arizona State Sun Devils. They are in the Big 12, and they are 8-2. They are not ranked. They were not ranked coming into this week, but they finally get their flowers. This is the first time they're ranked this season, I believe. They just came off of a win against BYU, who's in the lead of the Big 12 right now to head to a Big 12 championship. So, you know, you got to put some respect on Arizona State's name. You know, good for them. They could play in the Big 12 title game, which is a crazy thing. At the end of the season, every single conference, not just the Power Four, but every single conference gets a conference title game, which proves who the best team in that conference is. So, you know, there would be an SEC conference game, there would be a Big 12 conference game, a Sun Belt conference game, and you know, literally every single conference gets to get a title game, a conference championship game. So, you know, to prove who's the best in that conference and to see if they could possibly make the playoffs. So, good for Arizona State. They're heading in the right direction. Number 20 is Tulane from the American Athletic Conference. They are 9-2, and they went up 5 spots. So last week they were ranked 25, but they just beat up on the Navy Midshipmen this week, 35-0. So that is very impressive. I see why they're put at number 20. They deserve to be ranked at number 20. I am happy for them. You know, I love their logo, the Tulane Green Wave. They're just such a they're a good team, and I hope the best for them. I think they might win the American Athletic Conference, but not only if they run into number 19, Army, who is in lead of the American Athletic Conference, and they, my friends, they are 9-0, and they were ranked last week at 24. They went up to 19, so they went up 5 spots. Good for Army, man, because it's always the academy schools that you don't hear much of. You don't hear much of from them, you know. You hear a little bit of, Army, that's cool. But Army could give some teams some trouble. Because this upcoming week, they play the one and only Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Which, my friends, I hate to say, for those who hate Notre Dame, I am a fan of Notre Dame. I love my Fighting Irish. So, I think it's a bit of a stretch to say that they're going to beat Notre Dame. But miracles happen in college football. You always see it because, you know, you get teams like Kansas beating number 6 BYU, and that's just a big upset, you know, so you never know what's going to happen at any point at the time. So good for Army. They're ranked at number 19 inside the top 20 for this week, but who knows what's going to happen after this weekend, you know, so at least cherish this moment now. Number 18, we got South Carolina from the SEC. First SEC team to pop up in the ranking. Oh, no, second. I'm sorry, guys. Missouri was the first. But South Carolina, they're ranked number 18. Last week, they were ranked number 21. They went up 3 spots, and their record is 7-3. They just beat number 23, Missouri, this past weekend. So good for them. I think this is a great spot. They're one of the juggernauts of the SEC, I think. They have been hanging with some of the big, big dogs like LSU, Alabama, and Ole Miss, you know, and they beat number 10 Texas A&M. That tells you all you need to know. They should be ranked, and they finally get that ranking deserved, so good for them. Number 17, we got University of Clemson from the ACC. Their record is 8-2. They went up 3 spots, so they were number 20 last week. Excuse me, guys. They got a win over Pitt. 24-20. You know, a lot of people say Pitt's not bad. You know, they're a decent team. They're 7-3. They have a pretty good team this year. So Clemson didn't beat a slouch team. There looks like they are in third place of the ACC, third or second place in the ACC game. So they might be their conference champions, but we don't know. We'll see. Good for Clemson. And number 16 is the Colorado Buffaloes. And guys, I am also a Buffs fan too. And no, I'm not a bandwagon. I've been a Buffs fan since I was a young lad, you know what I mean? Growing up watching football. But, you know, it's such a great sight to see him at number 16. Do I think they deserve the spot? I think they deserve to be a little higher, in my opinion, because they are 8-2. They went up 1 spot. Last week, they were at 17. And they are in the second place position to be playing for a Big 12 title. And like I said, Arizona State or BYU, if Colorado wins the rest of their games, they'll be a secured spot in the Big 12 championship game. But the toss-up is between Arizona State and BYU, which they play this week. So, guys, that's a good look at what we could be seeing in the Big 12 championship game. So it was great to see that. It's going to be very exciting. Happy for the Buffs. Number 15, we got the Texas A&M Aggies. They're in the SEC, and they're an 8-2 team. They stayed idle. They have not moved this week because they beat an unranked New Mexico State team 38-3. You know, they did what they're supposed to do. So if you're an Aggies fan, you probably wish you were playing Alabama or something and you beat them 38-3 so you could go up in the rankings. But hey, listen, you always have Texas at the end of the season, so you'll be good. You guys will be A-okay. Number 14, we got the BYU Cougars. Guys, BYU is, they just came off of a huge upset loss to Kansas, the Kansas Jayhawks. They dropped 8 spots, and they are a Big 12 team, and they are 9-1 now. They were undefeated in the season, but not anymore after Kansas upset them 17-13. That was a crazy game, guys. So if you're a BYU fan, I'm sorry, but if you're a Kansas fan, I'm proud of you, you know? So, no, good for the Jayhawks. I'm happy for them. But the Cougars, they gotta overcome some adversity so they can make the Big 12 game. So they got to beat Arizona State this week so they can actually get it done in the Big 12 championship game. All right, moving forward. Number 13, we got Southern Methodist University, the Mustangs. This is their first year in the ACC, and they are 9-1. They went up one spot, so they were ranked number 14 last week. You know, and good for the Mustangs because this is their first year as a Power 4 team. They have been playing in the American Athletic Conference for the past, I don't even know how many years. I just know they've been playing in that conference for a very long time. And this is their first year in the ACC, like I said. And they are in the lead of the ACC. Like, they are the best ranked or the best record in the ACC. They're in the lead for the ACC championship game. So first year, I think they're doing very well in the ACC, and I'm happy to hear that they are. Number 12, we got Boise State. They are incredible this year. The Mountain West, they are a team in the Mountain West. They are 9-1. They were ranked number 13 last week. So they are and guys, for the college football playoff this year, the top 12 teams get selected to play. So this is where it matters right here. These teams right here, 12 and forward, are the teams that have a good spot and where they want to be for the playoff, you know? So we could see these teams in the playoff, or we could see other teams in the playoff. So, you know, we will see when time comes moving forward, you know? So it's good to see Boise State at 9-1. You know, they just absolutely blew out San Jose State. And they have the Heisman, one of the Heisman contenders right now, Ashton Jeanty. He's the best running back in the country. He is absolutely amazing to watch. If you guys have not watched him, please get the chance to watch a Boise State game. I think they're taking on, let's go check who they're taking on. They're taking on Wyoming. So you guys are going to get to see his skills if you really want to watch Jeanty play and see a Heisman front runner play. So yeah, guys, Boise State's a good team. I think they'll make the playoff. They have a pretty lightweight the rest of the way. So that's a good ranking for them. Number 11, we got Tennessee. They're in the SEC. They're an 8-2 team, and they dropped four spots. So they dropped from number 7, and they played Georgia. And actually, they got beat pretty bad by Georgia, beat by two scores. So that was November 16th. They played, and Georgia beat them 31-17. Tennessee, I feel like, is a team that's very overrated, but my opinion doesn't really matter, you know. So Tennessee, they still have a playoff spot right here, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Just saying, like, there could be a few teams in their spots instead, but I'm not gonna take any knocks on them. As much as I already have, I don't know. This might just be the SEC team bias. I don't like SEC very much, guys. But hey, listen, it's okay. We'll keep moving forward. Number 10 is Georgia, the team that just beat Tennessee. They're an SEC team as well. They're 8-2, and they went up two spots. They were the 12th ranked team last week, and nothing really much has to be said about Georgia. They were, you know, preseason AP number one team. They're a good team. They're a really good team. Well, are they the Georgia Bulldogs we've seen the past few years? I don't think so. But will they get a playoff slot? Of course they will. You know, they're Georgia. They have a big brand. They're a really good team. They have a good resume. Strength of schedule is really good. So Georgia will get a good spot in the playoff, I think, and they'll go far. The projections are saying that they'll have a pretty easy path to the national championship, which is the biggest game of the season. So if Georgia plays their cards right, guys, then they will be moving forward pretty easily. Number 9, we got the Ole Miss Rebels. SEC, that's another SEC team right here. They're 8-2, and last week they were previously ranked at number 11. So they went up two spots. They were off this week, but they beat the number 3 Georgia Bulldogs that are ranked literally right behind them. They were number 3 when they ranked when they played them. And then Ole Miss absolutely blew them out of the water, 28-10, and that put them back on the map for the playoffs. So all they got to do is win out against the Florida Gators and the Mississippi State Bulldogs. So if you're a Gators fan, you're hoping, oh my gosh, we cannot let Ole Miss win, because they need 6 wins to get to a bowl. Remember that. And, you know, Florida is on the chopping block right now. So their lives are at stake, and so is Ole Miss's playoff hopes. Moving on, we got number 8, the Miami Hurricanes. From the ACC, they are 9-1, and they moved up one spot. Now, they were off this past week, but their last game was an upset against the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. It was crazy because no one was seeing this. No one was able to see this coming. I mean, Georgia Tech, they gave them a run the past few years. They beat them last year, and they beat them again this year in other upsets. So it's like, oh my gosh, Georgia Tech has their number. And so many Miami fans hate Georgia Tech now because of that. So Miami was ranked number 4 at one point, and now they're all the way down at number 8. So it's tragic to see, you know, if you're a Hurricanes fan. Number 7, we got the Alabama Crimson Tide, one of the most respected teams in all of college football. They are an SEC team ranked, and they are an 8-2 football team. They moved up 3 spots, so they were number 10 last week, and who'd they play this week? They played Mercer, and they beat them 52-7. So, you see, they moved up 3 spots from beating a D2 or FCS school. A good FCS school, for that matter, though. So, you know, good for them. No words to really be said about Alabama. You know, they're a force to be reckoned with in the college football playoff. Will they go far? We'll see. You know, I think they're a good team, but they've had better years. So we'll see how they move forward this year. All right, and number 6, we got one of my teams, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They are independent, so they are not in a conference. And yes, that means that they did not get a conference championship game because they are not in a conference. But they are 9-1, and they moved up 2 spots. Now, Notre Dame beat Virginia 35-14 this past week, and it was quite great, you know. And the past week, you know, they beat Florida State 52-3. That was just embarrassing. You know, if you're a Noles fan, such as myself, that's pretty embarrassing. But I was going for Notre Dame one last time, you know. Gotta love my Fighting Irish. So I'm happy to see that they're at number 6. They're in a very, very good position in the playoff spot. And I hope they stay this way. And if they just win the rest of their games, then they'll officially have a spot secured in the playoff. So that is a great, great team. Not just trying to be biased, guys, but I think they're a good team and they have a lot of potential to win it all. We'll see, though. And we got number 5, the Indiana Hoosiers. Now, whoever would have expected this, because Indiana is known as a basketball school, you know. So, there's so many jokes saying, whoever would have thought we saw Indiana ranked ahead of Alabama in football. And I'm just like, I never thought I'd live in a life ever where I would see Indiana ranked that high. But, you know, here they are. They're ranked number 5 in the whole country, and they're undefeated. They're a Big Ten team. They're 10-0, and they stayed idle. They were in the top 5 last week, but Indiana, man, they are a good team. They were off this past week, and they beat the Michigan Wolverines 2 weeks ago, 20-15. So they haven't really had a crazy test yet. But we get that test this week against Ohio State. They are a good, really good team, and those are both Big Ten teams. So honestly, whoever wins that game could get a spot in the Big Ten championship. So good for them. Good for Indiana. Number 4 is another Big Ten team, Penn State Mountain Lions, the Nittany Lions. They are 9-1, and they have not moved. Penn State, they just beat, Purdue 49-10 this past week. So they kind of cruised right past them, and, you know, the rest was history. Now, they didn't really have a great resume this year, but they're a good team, you know. Their toughest game was against Ohio State, and that was their highest ranked team that they played, and they lost that game by 7 points. But they have a chance to get that one back later in maybe the playoffs or the Big 12 champion or Big 10 championship, for that matter. Moving forward, the number 3 Texas Longhorns. This is their first year in the SEC, and they are the highest ranked team in the SEC as of right now. So they are 9-1, and they stayed idle this week. They were number 3 last week as well. This past week, they beat Arkansas 20-10. So Arkansas is all right. But they showed, you know, they faced adversity for the first time, and I'm happy that they actually, you know, came across that. So I'm not a fan of the SEC, but I like Texas, so I'm happy with their position. And number two is Ohio State, the Ohio State Buckeyes. They're a Big Ten team. They're 9-1 as well. Now, this is who Indiana's playing, so it's a top five matchup this week. Ohio State versus Indiana, number five versus number two. I think it's at Ohio State this year. So, guys, this is going to be one game to remember, I think. This is going to be Indiana's biggest test, possibly Ohio State's biggest test, too. We'll see how good Indiana really is. They flew past everyone except for Michigan. So, we'll see their toughest challenge and how they deal with this adversity this upcoming week. So, if you're a big college football fan, that's the game to watch. 12 o'clock on Saturday. Stay tuned. It's going to be fireworks. I'm super excited. And now the number one team in the whole country in college football is the Oregon Ducks. They're a Big Ten team. They're the Big Ten leaders right now. They clinched the spot in the Big Ten championship game. So whoever wins that Ohio State-Indiana game possibly has a spot to play Oregon. Oregon is one of the only undefeated teams in the country. They're 11-0. And let me tell you, they started this season very poorly, but they have quite... You know, they had quite the comeback. You know, they were doing just kind of meh, and now they're doing really well. So happy to see them, you know, driving that way. And this is our first time in this is our first game in the Big Ten, and I must say they're handling the Big Ten pretty easily, pretty well. So it's great to see them doing well in a conference. This is their first year in, and if you're an Oregon fan, good for you, because you guys pretty much have a spot 100% claimed in the playoff. So, this is this week's top 25 teams in the college football playoff rankings poll. Hope you guys enjoyed that top 25 list. I am happy and I am satisfied with my two teams being in there. So, you know, the Colorado Buffalo is ranked at number 16 and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish ranked at number 6. Happy to hear about that. And we'll see how things get next week, you know. Stay tuned next week to watch the college football playoff rankings come out again on, I think it's ABC or NBC is one of the local stations, I believe. So just stay tuned for that next week. And, you know, we could talk about it maybe once again. We'll see, though. Because next week was going to be a whole different story because, you know, me, Willie, and Mariana and Gunner, sorry guys, I keep forgetting, there's so many people, and it's going to be so fun, you know, all of us get to talk about a little something special next week, and you guys will see, you know, it's going to be a very fun topic, I think, next week, but yeah, guys, I'm just filling, remember that, I'm not just filling in for them, I am officially going to be joining them next week, and for the next few weeks on their radio show, Wonder World, and I must say, I love this show. Wonder World is quite the show, and I love it. So, with that said, once again, I'm just filling in. I'm not really just filling in today, but, well, actually, yeah, I am, because Willie and the guys, the rest of them, Mariana and Gunner, they are not here, so I'm the only one here, and I'm just, you know, just kind of filling their shoes right now and get back into the group before I actually go into the show next week, so... you know, I am very excited for that next week, and, you know, we'll see how things go from here. I am very excited for next week to actually talk with the guys about everything, so it's going to be a very fun experience. So, guys, it is 1:54 right now. Remember, I have an other show coming on after this one at 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, so, guys, stay tuned for that one. I think this is going to be one heck of a time, you know? It's going to be fun talking next week with the guys, and then an hour later, I'm just going to be talking about whatever I want to talk about, you know? We'll have one topic for Wonder World, and then, you know, we can talk about whatever we want for the next hour after that. So maybe we could leave off where we just were, you know, talking about the schedule for the rankings for next week. So we'll see how things roll, and... I believe that's what we'll leave it off next week, guys. We'll leave it off, and we will continue this talk next week with the college football playoff. So, but now we got more topics to go to. We're not just talking about college football playoff anymore. We got to talk about more things. But, you know, before we get into that, guys, we got to take a little bit of a break right now. Play some music. Hope you guys listen and, you know, enjoy. So, guys, I'm going to be playing some Def Leppard, if you guys are okay with that, because, you know, I'm certainly most okay with that. I love me some Def Leppard. So, guys, I'm going to be playing Animal. Hope you guys enjoy. Welcome back to the Wonder World, guys. Wonder World show back at it at Wednesday, you know, every single Wednesday, right? At 1 o'clock. But guys, this is phase two right here. This is 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. This is Lane's time right here, right? Next week, this will be the time when I start coming. I come by myself here and I'll be hosting my own little show. Appeal to, you know, This will be where I start hosting the show a little after Willie, Gunner, and Mariana do, you know? So we will all be, I'll be in the show with them, and then I'll be back on this show by myself. So two back-to-back.